Good morning, everyone. Ich will hier einmal allen willkommen heißen, noch einmal bedanken für uns hier und für hier kommen für diesen Programm und auch für diesen Gottesdienst hier. Uns wünschen Silas, was wir machen hier in Segen sein für ihn und was durch diese Leute auch Gott noch geluft und verherrlicht werden. Ich würde freuen, wo der Posten ist, dass er versammelt noch über Abstand von Gebet. Herr Jesus, wie komme ich für dich und wie danken dir für diesen schönen Samaris? Wie danken dir für deine große Liebe, für deine Gnade, die du noch einmal mit uns als Menschen hast? Und wie danken dir für die Freiheit, die wir haben, hier ist es aus einer Versammlung, taub zu kommen und ja dein Namen, in dein Namen. Und ich bitte auch, was du jetzt machst mit den Messages sein, was hier jetzt kommen wird, möchtest du den Reden an die Leute herschenken? Und möchtest du auch uns als Versammlung Erstehendes schenken und auch Weisheit schenken, was wir die Namen auch machen, annehmen können und verstehen können, dass du dort eingeleicht hast. In Jesus, sie Namen. Amen.
Your love I was so sweet. In a small town, there lived a shoemaker named Martin. He was a kind and honest man known for his hard work. He lived alone in a basement with a tiny little window towards the street, where he fixed boots and shoes for his neighbors. Martin was able to recognize most people by their shoes, because most of them he had already replaced the soles or the tops. As Martin got older, he started to think more about God. His wife had passed away, and he was left alone with his young son. Initially, he was going to send his son to his sister out in the country, but then he felt sorry for his son, thinking,
"It will be hard for him to grow up in a strange family. I will let him stay with his dad."
Just as the boy had grown to become helpful to his dad, he became sick and sadly passed away, leaving Martin heartbroken and alone. Martin gave himself up and grieved.
"Oh, Lord, why did you take my son and leave me here all by myself? I prayed for you to take me instead. I don't understand. Why would you spare me and take my son?"
Martin was so sad that he stopped going to church. He didn't want to pray anymore. He felt lost and angry with God. But then, one day, an old pilgrim came to visit him. The old pilgrim sat down with Martin, and Martin poured out his heart.
"I am a desperate man now. I've stopped going to church, and the only thing I ever pray is that I could die."
"Martin, you're not seeing things clearly. It's often impossible for us to understand God's plans. You are so desperate because you have been living only for yourself. God gave you life because he wants you to live it for him, the way Jesus taught us."
The pilgrim told Martin to read the Gospels. Martin took his words to heart and bought a Bible. Initially, he was only going to read it on holidays, but once he began reading, he felt so lighthearted that he started reading as much as he could.
"Thank you, Lord. I trust your ways. Your will be done in my life."
Thank you.
One evening, Martin was reading the Bible. He read the words of Jesus as are written in Luke chapter 6, teaching people to forgive and be kind to one another. He was reading late into the night, and his heart was filled with joy. When Martin had reached the end of the chapter, he took his glasses off, put his elbows on the table, and started to think about what he had been reading. Looking at his own life in the light of the word he had just read, he thought,
"Am I living as I should? Is my life built on a solid foundation or just on sand? If it is on rock, it is good. It seems so easy when I sit here alone and think that I have done all that Jesus commands. But no sooner do I forget to be careful that I fall back into sin. I have to keep pushing through. It makes me so joyful."
Martin prayed, asking God to help him live right. He was about to go to bed, but then decided to keep reading into the seventh chapter until he fell asleep. No sooner had he dozed off, he heard a voice whisper his name.
"Martin, Martin, look out for me tomorrow. I'm coming to visit you."
"Who's there? Am I dreaming?"
Martin looked at the door to see if there was someone there. He wasn't sure if he had been dreaming or if he was awake. He turned his lamp down and went to sleep. The next morning, Martin got up early and began his work. He kept looking at the window, wondering if the Lord would visit him that day. It really felt more like a dream now that he had slept over it and was wide awake. As the day went on, he saw Stephen, an old soldier, shoveling snow outside. He looked cold and tired. Then, amused by his own imagination, Martin thought,
"I am getting so foolish in my old age. Old Stephen is shoveling away the snow, and I thought Jesus was coming to visit me. I am so foolish."
And he went back to work. But after about a dozen stitches, Martin had to look through the window again. This time, Stephen had leaned his snow shovel against the wall and was resting from his hard work and trying to warm himself. Martin thought to himself,
"Why not give him a cup of tea while the teapot is still boiling?"
Martin put down his tools, got up, and poured a cup of tea. Then he tapped the window. When Stephen turned and looked, Martin waved to him to come inside. Then he went to open the door.
"Stephen, come inside and warm yourself. I've got hot tea ready."
Stephen entered, shivering from the cold.
"Thanks, Martin. It's cold out there. I thought I'd freeze to death."
Martin poured Stephen a cup of tea and sat with him. They chatted for a while, and Martin kept looking out the window, waiting.
"Are you waiting for someone?"
"Me? I don't know what to say who I'm expecting, but I'm waiting patiently."
After Stephen left, Martin sat back down by the window and continued his work. He kept watching, wondering when the Lord might come, hoping each time a pedestrian walked by, it would be him. Just then, a woman came by with a tiny little baby in her arms. The baby was crying, and the woman looked cold and exhausted. She tried to calm down her baby, but nothing worked.
"Ma'am, come in here. It's too cold for you and your baby outside. You can warm yourself by my fireplace."
The woman looked surprised that an old man with glasses would invite her, but she followed Martin inside. She sat by the fire and held her baby close.
"I am unable to feed the baby, and I haven't eaten anything myself since this morning either."
Martin gave her some bread and soup and took care of the baby while the baby's mom was eating. Then, when Martin had successfully soothed the baby, he looked around his small apartment for something to keep the woman and her baby warm.
"Take this coat. It's not much, but it's good enough to wrap up in. And here's a little money just to help out."
"Thank you. Thank you so much. Christ bless you, Martin. You've saved us today."
Martin beamed as the woman left, wrapping her baby snugly in the coat. Martin was still sitting at his table in front of the window and working. As soon as a shadow fell across the window, he looked up, hoping to see Jesus. Friends walked by, and strangers did too. Suddenly, Martin sees an elderly apple woman stop close to his window. She had a bag of wood chips and shavings across her shoulder. It was carrying a nearly empty basket of apples. Apparently, she had sold most of them. The bag made her shoulder ache, and to relieve the pain, she placed the apples down and switched the bag over to the other shoulder. While she did this, a young boy with a worn hat appeared out of nowhere and snatched an apple. He was about to slip away when the woman noticed him and grabbed him. She began hitting him, pulling his hair, and yelling at him.
You little rascal! I'll take you to the police for this!
Hey, why are you hitting me? I didn't do anything.
Martin rushed outside and tried to stop the fight.
Let him go, Granny. Please forgive him, for Christ's sake.
Forgive him? He stole from me. I will forgive him. And he won't forget that for a long time. This kid is going to the cops.
Let him go, Granny. He won't do it again.
The old woman let go of the boy who was about to dart to safety when Martin stopped him.
Ask Granny to forgive you and don't do it again ever. I saw you take the apple.
The boy started crying and asked the old apple woman to forgive him.
You shouldn't spoil that rascal. You should have thrashed him so hard he'd not forget in a week.
Sometimes we all need forgiveness, don't we? What if God judged us the same way?
That evening, Martin sat by his window again, thinking about the people he had met that day. He opened his Bible, and as he did so, he remembered his dream from yesterday. As soon as he did so, it felt to him like there was someone behind him and coming towards him. He turned to look who it was, and it seemed to him there were people standing in the dark corner, but he couldn't quite tell who they were.
Martin, Martin, don't you know me?
Martin looked up and saw Stephen smiling at him. Then Stephen disappeared.
It is I.
This time, the woman with the baby stepped out of the dark corner, both smiled at Martin, and then vanished.
It is I.
Out stepped the old woman and the boy, holding an apple in his hand. They also smiled and then disappeared. A feeling of gladness entered Martin's soul, and he began to read his Bible just where it had opened. At the top of the page, he read,
For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in.
Towards the bottom of the page, he read,
Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, ye have done it unto me.
And Martin understood that his dream had come true, and that his Savior had really come to him that day, and that he had welcomed him.
Thank you.